few days' time, we shall be celebrating Chinese New Year. This year, it falls on 31st January, and as usual, Chinese New Year season, I come to speak on the Year of the Horse. For those of you who are new to me, well, I'll explain why I do this later on. I started on this study of the Year of the Horse already at Butterworth Gospel Hall 2 weeks ago, and last week I was at Sungai Ara Gospel Hall. And today I have galloped to Island Gates Gospel Center. Next week, hopefully, the Lord willing, I shall be at I shall be at Burmoroad Gospel Hall, and then after that to the Chinese Assembly on the 9th of February. Now, for those of you who are new, perhaps you're wondering why I am speaking on the Year of the Horse. Now, I started speaking on the animals of the Chinese New Year at least 36 years ago. And the first study that I gave on the Year of the Horse was in 1978, followed by 1990, 2002, and now this is the fourth cycle that I'm speaking on the Year of the Horse. Now, in case you misunderstand me, this Year of the Horse that I'm studying with all of you has nothing to do with astrology or horoscopes, but it is a Bible study on the horse, the word horse as it occurs in the Bible. Anyway, we'll deal with, as an introduction, the significance of the horse year first. What did the horse play in its role in history? Well, we know the Mongols relied a lot on the horse. The Mongols would be the one to the northwest of China, and they would attack China. No wonder China, to defend itself, built the Great Wall of China to prevent the enemies with the horses from attacking the country. Now, therefore, the horses played a very important part in warfare, in history, in the past. Even Alexander the Great also relied on horses to conquer the world that then was. And we know that horses, therefore, played a very, very important role in history, especially in warfare. But today, many people look at the horse, the Year of the Horse, with regard to horoscopes. They will look up the newspapers, and practically every day, they will look up what the future is for that day and for the days to come. Now, for example, the astrologer says that people born in the Year of the Horse are popular, cheerful, skillful with money, perceptive, wise, talented, good with their hands, sometimes talk too much, have a weakness for members of the opposite sex, impatient, hot-blooded about everything except their daily work, like entertainment and large crowds, very independent and rarely listen to advice, most compatible with tigers, dogs, and sheep. I wonder those of you who are born in the Year of the Horse are characterized by these things. But you will note that these things, these statements, are very general. They can apply to anyone born in any year with any animal. So it doesn't actually work out as truth. It is something just which is general and which means nothing, because, as I said, these statements apply to many other people. Now, let's deal with the symbols of the horse. The symbol of the horse, of course, in the Chinese calendar, is taken from the zodiac, and it is the seventh animal among the 12 animals in the zodiac calendar. Those of us who are Chinese will always remember Yi Chu Ji Tao, Ji Gu Sa Tao, and so on. Sit ho, sorry. I'm not very familiar with that. All right. You would know how to go around to name the various houses in their order. All right. In the zodiac calendar and also in horoscope, the horse, again, has a trait of intelligence, endurance, speed, and perseverance. And these are all associated with the horse. Now, again, my challenge is those who are horses. Are you like that? Well, may I give you an advice? And that is to take a challenge from the scriptures. What does the Bible have to say about the horse? Now, the scriptures definitely are against spiritism. The scriptures listed 7 branches of spiritism that we Christians must not indulge in. And what are they? From Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, we are warned against spiritism because it is an abomination. And these are the 9 branches that we must take heed to and not be indulging in. There shall not be found among you, 1, anyone who makes his son or his daughters pass through the fire, 2, one who practices witchcraft, 3, a soothsayer, 4, one who interprets omens, 5, a sorcerer, 6, one who conjures spells, 7, a medium, or 8, a spiritist, and 9, one who calls up the dead, and so on. All these are abominations. Please don't indulge in those activities that seek to foresee so-called the future, your future. What kind of husband you are going to have? When are you going to get married? Will I pass my examination or not? I know, because I did all this when I was a young boy. Not to find a wife, but to see whether I could pass my examination or not. So I'm quite sure that a few of you would have had this experience also. Now, stay away from all these things, because these things are an abomination unto the Lord. The Lord warns us about spiritism that foretells the future, so to speak, but he also tells us of a prophet that should come in chapter 18, verses 15 to 19 of Deuteronomy, and this prophet will tell us the truth, and it is indeed the truth. Because it is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ to come. And that will be over 1,000 years later. And that prophecy became true because Jesus Christ came and he was a prophet. How do you know the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet? A true prophet, whatever he prophesies will come true. A false prophet will not be true. And we know that all those prophets of horoscopes and astrology will not come true and have not come true. And so we need to stay away from all those things. Right. We have dealt with the symbols of the horse. Now, what about the horse in the Bible? What is the imagery that is conveyed us in the scriptures concerning the horse or the horses? By the way, I see a few of you taking down notes. Now, I'm going a bit fast because I have very little time and I have a lot to say. Over 190 occurrences of the word horse in the scriptures. So I have a lot to say about horse and horses. If you want an outline of the notes or a copy of the PowerPoint that I show you, you can visit my website later on. I'll tell you how to do it. All right, so let's come back. The horse as a symbol in scripture. What does it portray? It portrays speed. For example, Isaiah 30 and verse 16 says, "But ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall you flee. And we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they that pursue you be swift." So the horse conveys to us an idea of swiftness, speed. That's why people rely on horses, because they think it's good. Then it also conveys to us strength and safety. Psalm 33 and verse 17. "An horse is a vain thing for safety, says the Lord. Neither shall he deliver any of his great of any by his great strength. True, a horse is speedy. A horse is strong. A horse seems to give to secure safety for the rider. But these are not reliable. The Lord says, do not depend upon horses. Now comes the study of our year of the horse. That was just an introduction. First thing I'd like all of us to note is, be not like the horse. A horse is speedy. It's very true, very speedy and very fast. But it is used of a people quick to do their own thing. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 6, we read, everyone turned to his course as the horse rushes to battle. Any one of us who makes a quick decision without relying upon the Lord concerning things that come into our life, we are like horses. We behave like horses. And therefore, we need to not to be like this, to change our behavior, to rely more on the Lord and not to be a people quick to do our own things. Three things that the Lord would like us to remember with regard to be not like the horse, although a horse is speedy. One, obey God's word. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. And what did they do? They hearkened not, nor inclined their ear. Obey my voice. The first rule we need to remember as we enter into this Chinese New Year is obey the voice of the Lord. When we do not obey the voice of the Lord, we are like horses, quick to do our own thing. But not only that, there is still a second thing which we must realize, that we must go walk in God's ways. Jeremiah 7 again, and we read that God says, walk in the way that I have commanded you. But instead, they walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart. So, let us go back to the Lord. And thirdly, they follow God, we need to follow God so that they might be well. God says here that it may be well unto you. But what did they do? They went backward and not forward. We need, one, to obey God. We need, two, to walk in his way. Then we shall have the wellness of the Lord, the wellness that the Lord has promised all of us. What is this wellness? This word well is a very interesting word because it comes from the Hebrew word yatab, which is the root of which means to make well. Literally, it means sound, beautiful, or figuratively happy, successful, and right. In other words, God wants to wish all of us this Chinese New Year well. And what does it mean when God says, I wish you well? He wants you to have a sound mind. Our brother just now prayed that as we go older, soon we become unsound. We become unsound in many ways, in our behavior, in our doctrines, in our teaching, and in our relationship with others. God wants to make you sound. God wants you to make you beautiful, in not only in life, but in your character and outlook. God wants you to be happy, successful, and right this new year. God wants to make you well, and he wishes you a prosperous Chinese New Year if you will obey his word, walk in his way, and you will be well this Chinese New Year. And so we would wish you the same thing, that all of us here will be well this Chinese New Year. Right, so we see that the word horse is used of a people quick to do their own thing. Secondly, it's also used of a people not quickened to the signs of the times. What does that mean? Not quickened to the signs of the times. It means that they are not aware of what is happening around them. That although God has given us certain signs that are coming with regard to future events, but we don't seem to be aware of these things and how they impact us. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 16. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighboring of his strong of name of his strong ones. For they are come and have devoured the land, all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. That was a warning that the Lord gave to the children of Israel. Look out, the enemies from the north will be coming. The horses are coming. They are snorting. You can hear them snorting even as they come. Take care. The Lord was warning them of the Babylonians that were coming from the north to attack them. But they did not pay heed. They were not quick to pay heed to the signs of the times. And as a result, they were taken to captivity into Babylon for 70 years. Let us pay heed. Pay heed to the signs of the times. Not be like horses. Not being aware of what is coming. Right. The Lord in Jeremiah was referring to the coming of the Babylonians from the north. The snorting of the horses can be heard. The horses are coming. What about today? Can we be like horses too, not aware of the times around us? Today, the horses are also coming. They are coming. We just need to look at Revelation chapter 6, verses 2 to 8, where God warns us of the horses that are coming. John in a vision saw a white horse. A white horse, and the rider on that horse had a bow and a crown given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. What does that mean? A rider with a bow but no arrow. Conquering and conquering. Or in spite of the fact there was no arrow. It speaks of peace. That is coming. The white horse of peace is coming. And he introduces himself as a peacemaker. And his interest, chief interest, is the people, the people, the people. Now, this is a sign of coming danger, of the great tribulation that is coming. Because the first sign is this: there will be a talk of peace. Peace, peace, peace. And there will be a concentration on the needs of the people. The people, the people, the people. It is a government by the people, of the people, and for the people. The people, the rakyat. That is important. When this is the emphasis, be careful, this is a sign. A sign of things to come. Then there is a second horse that is coming. John saw a red horse. A red horse. And the rider has power given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and was given unto him a great sword. Now, that peaceful period will be taken away, and soon we find bloodshed. And that's why the horse is red in color. And it speaks of the red horse rider coming to take away the peace, and blood will be shed. And you will find a lot of people being killed. Peace will be taken away, and power and given, so that people will be killed and slain. And today, are we seeing this happening? Are we seeing this happening all around us? People being killed in battles and in suicide bombing and in all sorts of circumstances. People being killed, hundreds and thousands, innocent people being killed, women, children, those who were who did nothing, and yet they were all killed. This is a second sign that we must be aware of. Do not be like horses, not quickened to the events that are happening. Third, there is a third horse coming, a black horse. This black horse has a rider that sits on him with a pair of balances. And that is to measure things, of course. And we find that that time comes, a measure of a denarius, that is the wage of a day, can only buy 3 measures of barley or a measure of wheat. Inflation has come in. High cost of living. And today, if we hear and if we experience high cost of living in our time, let us beware that we are now at the very third stage of this fourth vision revelation that was given to John. People are starving. Inflation has set in. the black house of poverty and famine coming in. People get famished. And starvation and famine, the plague of war, everywhere you see these things around, these are signs that we must be careful. The horses are coming. I'll talk more about that in a more realistic way afterwards. In the meanwhile, there's still a fourth horse, a pale horse. And with this pale horse, we read that his name is that sits on him was death, and Hades followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with sword and with hunger and with death. This is the ultimate, the end of this fourfold vision, when we shall see the great tribulation coming in. And that people who have starved, people who have been poor, all will die. And when they die, of course, they go to the place of the dead, of the departing dead, Hades, and wait the time when judgment will come upon them. Right, now let's go back. This morning, I just received an email from my son. The family was celebrating their daughter's birthday. And it's interesting to note that as they celebrated the birthday of my granddaughter, Isabel, they gathered together in a room and they were preparing themselves to go to a place known as Feed My Starving Children. Now, that's an organization preparing food to send to starving children in the world. So, to celebrate the daughter's birthday, the family came together and proposed to help out in this feeding of my starving children. And so they gathered together, and then they start packing food, they start packing the things that were needed to feed the starving. And so my daughter had the duty to pack all these, my granddaughter, sorry, had a duty to pack all these into bags and then to send them to these starving children. Today, even, people are starving. So while we wish her a happy birthday, at the same time, we thank God that this family at least had the care and the compassion for those who are starving. And this is a sign that indeed the horses are coming. So the horses are coming. Use of a people quick to do their own thing. Use of a people not quickened to the signs of the times. And use of God's people who must be quick to know the times and the seasons. That as we see these times and these seasons and these signs, we should know that the end is coming near. My people know not the judgments of the Lord. The judgments must come upon the people of the world. For now it is high time to awake, Romans 13:11, to rise up to the times, Ephesians 5:15-16, to redeem the time, for the days are evil. 2 Corinthians 6:2, to realize that now is the time of salvation. Now is the time for us to act. We cannot be sleeping Christians anymore. We cannot be sleeping Christians unaware of what is going around us. Not only in the world, in our country itself, we find a lot of signs warning us that the day is coming when the Lord is coming very, very soon. We may come now to the fourth vision of the pale horse, and we shall see things happening very soon. So let us wake up to the times and the seasons. Right, that is, be not like a horse, though a horse is speeding. Second, believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong. Today, many people would believe in horses because they think that horses are safe, strong, and secure. Well, negatively, our strength will fail without God if we rely only on horses. And Psalm 33:17 says, "An horse is a vain thing for safety. Vain is futile. Woe to those who rely on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel. neither seek the Lord. And today we find people perhaps investing in property, perhaps investing in many material things. Let us beware, because the day is coming when all these things will be left behind, and we have to go to see the Lord without all these things. Let us not trust in all these things, be it found in chariots and their multitude, because there are many. So we see many people going for these things, we also join them. Be in horses, because there are those that are multiply a lot. Or in horsemen and their might, we think that these are the things that will strengthen us, that will stay us in good stead when the bad times come. Remember this. Without God, they will fail miserably. Don't rely on these horses. Don't rely on these chariots. Don't rely on these horsemen, but rely on God. Because God also has his own chariots. You will remember when the children of Israel were encamped, the Syrians surrounded them, surrounded their camp. And Elisha's servant early in the morning went out and saw the enemies around them. And he was so afraid, he cried out. And Elisha said, "Do not be afraid. They that are with us are more than they who are with them." And Elisha asked the Lord to open the eyes of his servant. And he saw that beyond those mountains, there were the chariots of God, the chariots of fire, and horsemen all surrounding this camp. They who are with us are more than those who are with them. Let us remember this. When we face hardships, when we face problems, remember, the Lord is our strength. Positively, our strength should focus on God alone. Not in material props, but chariots. Some trust in chariots. Not in natural powers, like horses, because some trust in horses. But in God's supernatural and powerful name. Remember his name. Today, the name of God is at stake. Today, many people threaten us not to use the name of God. Today, we have got to stand up for the name of God. In God's powerful name, let us remember his name. Let his name be the watchword for the new year and the word for our life. This Chinese New Year, we are going to see more threats than ever against his name, against us using his name, against us following and going out in his name. Let us be able to stand firm in his name. Let us consider Psalm chapter 20. Now, in Psalm chapter 20, the name of God is mentioned a few times. And let us see how this name of God is used. Remember his name when the path before us is dark. His name is our deliverance. Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. Remember his name when the path before us is hard. His name is our defense. Chapter 20 and verse 1. Remember his name when the path before us is good. His name is our delight. Chapter 20 and verse 5. Rejoice in God in times of prosperity and rely on God in times of adversity. We must rely on the name of God. The name of God must be our watchword. The name of God must be our ward to guard us, to garrison us, to make us go forward for him. Let us stand up for the name of God. Remember God for time and eternity, because God's name is very powerful. All right. Thirdly, affirmatively let our strength be in faith, trusting God always. Psalm 147, verses 10 and 11. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Let us not trust in those things which other people think are strong, secure, speedy. Let us trust in God, because in God is our strength. God's strength is superior to any might that we can think of. God says in Hosea chapter 1, verse 7, I will save them by the Lord, their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen, God will not use these things which men regard as strong and secure, but God will use his own name to, and his might to strengthen us. God's spirit in us is supreme over any might. Zechariah chapter 4, verses 6 to 7 has this to say, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It is not by might, the multitude of have horses. It is not by power, the might of horses. It is by my spirit, saith the mighty Lord of hosts." And this is what we need to trust as we go into this Chinese New Year that is ahead of us. We are not sure of the path before us. 2014 does not seem to be optimistic. It seems to be gloomy. But with the God before us and with us and in us and behind us, we can proceed to go forward and not go backward. Right. We have talked on be not like the horse, believe not in the horse today, and now behave not like a horse. Why? Because a horse is stubborn. Psalm chapter 32 and verse 8, "I will instruct and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eye." So be ye not like a horse, because the horse, like the mule, is stubborn. It needs the whip for control. It will be Proverbs chapter 26, verse 3. You know, today, we don't believe in a whip anymore. Today, we don't believe in a rod anymore. Spare the rod, spoil the child. You spare the rod, you spoil the child. But you use the rod, you go to prison. So that is the policy now. So today, we need to still use the whip, because a horse is stubborn. And we read, therefore, we need the whip of God's chastening. Psalm chapter 32 and verse 8. Be under the master's direction. He will guide us. Be under the father's discipline. God says, he that God loves, he will chasten, in Hebrews chapter 12. And so, the very fact that the Lord chastens us is evidence of his love for us. Let us not fear chastening of the Lord. Be under the master's direction and be under the father's discipline. He loves us. Hopefully, we will not believe that when we spare the rod, then our children will go well. I'm not suggesting for one that we must use the rod. I'm saying that we must discipline and guide the children so that they will be brought up in the fear of the Lord. It needs the bit and the bridle for constraint. Psalm 32:9, "Be ye not like the horse that have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee." What is a bit and a bridle? A bit is that piece of metal just put into the mouth of the horse to control it, to turn to the left or to the right or to stop it. It's a small little bit, says James, but it controls the whole body. And so we must be ready to have the bit put into our mouth by the Lord, that we may be controlled in our behavior and in our acts, so that we shall be what the Lord wants us to be. A bridle is this stuff that is put on the horse to control it, whole body. So let's surrender ourselves to the Lord. Let him put bit and bridle onto us, that we may not only be stubborn, but we may not be headstrong or rushing headlong into decisions which are detrimental to us. So let him control every bit of our life. It needs the whip. It needs the bit and the bridle. It also needs the hook for compulsion. The horses are coming. The Lord is going to bring the horses very soon. But some of the horses are hesitant. They are not coming. And we read in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 4, the Lord will put hooks upon these horses. It's a prophecy yet to come that in the day of the Lord will put hooks upon the horses and pull them forward. And he was speaking of the armies that soon will attack Israel, of Gog and Magog and so on. And he will draw all the armies, all the enemies of Israel from all over the earth, and they will attack the armies in the north to the valley of Hamagog. Now, where is that place? That will be near the Dead Sea. We are not sure exactly where it will be, but that will be roughly near the Dead Sea, when God will draw all the armies of the north, Russia, Persia, and all their company, or those in their company, he will draw them all to attack Israel. He will draw all kings, neutral or otherwise, to the valley of Armageddon. There will be this final battle soon to come. And where is Armageddon? You will note that Armageddon is also around the Dead Sea. And so there the battle will take place. The last battle, Armageddon. And it is referred to in Joel chapter 3 and verse 2 as the Valley of Jehoshaphat. The Valley of Jehoshaphat. So that area will become a battleground for armies on the earth coming down to attack Israel. Look out for that sign that is soon coming. But of course, by that time, hopefully, we shall be up in heaven, raptured to be with him. The horses are coming not only from all over the earth, but also from the bottomless pit. Revelation chapter 20, we read that locusts shaped like horses will be coming out. And this is confirmed for us in Joel chapter 2, where the locusts that will attack will have the appearance of horses. But of course, this is all figurative in a way. Although, whether spiritual or not, I'm not sure. Literal or not, I'm not sure. And there will be horses coming from heaven. Horses from all over the earth. Horses from the bottomless pit. Horses from heaven will come out. What will these horses be? The Lord Jesus Christ will come. He will appear as the faithful and true on the white horse. And this will be followed by the armies of saints, all of us, who were first raptured into heaven and now will follow him and then will come to save and to rescue Israel, attacked by all the armies from all around the earth because of the battle of Armageddon that is going to take place. And so Christ will come. Right. Let me summarize the whole thing, that what I've said. Be not like the horse this year, Chinese New Year, though a horse is speedy. Believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong. Behave not like a horse, because a horse is stubborn. In conclusion, therefore, be always remembering the Lord of hosts. I pass on to you Psalm 20 again. Be always remembering the Lord of hosts. And from Psalm 20, I give you the New Year benediction for this Chinese New Year. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Whoever you are, I give you this benediction that you be blessed for this Chinese New Year. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah, or Amen. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel, that all things may be well, beautiful, and sound with you. My New Year benediction. My New Year banner. Chapter 20, verse 5. We will rejoice in thy salvation. That is all together. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Today, many people make use of banners to protest. Let us raise our banner to protest against all those who protest against us, that we may be out marching forward for God. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. And finally, let us be assured and strengthen our beliefs. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. There is individual confidence. I, but not only I, we together. Let us raise our banner. Let us believe in our Lord, in his name, and go forward in the Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I take this opportunity now with my wife to wish you a blessed, fruitful, bountiful, prosperous Chinese New Year. And I use the word prosperous in the sense that you will obey his word, walk in his way, so that you may be well with him. The Lord bless you all, and the Lord grant you a bountiful Chinese New Year. Thank you.